Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Here it is once again. We are here before the Lord, our Savior. We give God all the glory. We give God all the thanks. And today is a day that I just want to talk to the people in relationship to what God wants to do to you and through you. Tonight that I thank God for you, I ask you to pray with me, pray for me, because there is much that needs to be said. And while we're in right now, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then, Father, we just want to thank you for what you have done for us and through us. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of all of our sins that we have committed, knowingly or unknowingly. Let the blood of Jesus wash us, purify us, make us holy before you, Father. We're asking for your most move in the body of Christ where we are. We thank you, we love you, we adore you. And then, Father, you said in your word, you said you're going to make us. You said you brought us to an account. It is you, Father, give us the will. It is you, Father, who move us to get well. Because you want us to bring your covenant in the earth realm. We thank you, Father. And then, Father, we want to read the word that says, but your word says, you said give it back to you. I give you back your word, Father, in Jeremiah 1:8. You said to read the word, to meditate upon it night and day, and let it not depart from my eyes, that it might be. It will make me, you will show me, make me prosper, and I will be successful. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for what you're doing for us. I thank you, Father, that you have enlarged our steps that we might walk before you, and we go on a place where we have to go. And, Father, let us remember that there is no God like our God. You're the only God, and we thank you for it all. We praise you for it all. We love you for it all. We adore you, Father, and we just praise your holy name. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. And this day, Father, because your word says, who Jesus Christ, he gave his own body to bear our sins. And by him, we are set free. We are healed. We are healed. It may not look like it. We may not act like it. But we thank you, Father. And then, Father, I want to thank you that you've given us to know, Father, the word. Your book, your Bible says this is just the confidence that we will have in Jesus Christ. Who's going to keep us until the day he returns, Father? Until you return, Father. And we thank you, Father. We ask you this day in Jesus' name that you let your word be sure and true in our voice. Let your words be excitable. Let your words be wholesome. Let your words be quick. Let your words be alive. Let your words move us to the next direction. And, Father, I want to thank you for this day. Father, I pray for America while we're standing on a crossroad right now. And we know it must come to pass, Father. But I pray this night that you will have those men of a changed heart, and that they will say America will stand in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Let us stand with our brother Israel, and let our government not shut down this night, Father. It's my prayer to many, Father. I pray this night. I pray, Father. We're not looking for a shyster. We're looking for the truth. And, Father, I pray from state to state that your word will be enriched, your attitude in the person will be enriched. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will bless us, that you will keep us under your protection. Pray for my pastor. Pray for the school. Pray for my wife. Pray for my son and daughter, and my daughter and his son and his husband. I pray for all that I know, Father, even those on my street here in Houston, that you will let the angels, let the anointing of healing fall upon us, Father. For you said in your word, Father, you said, this is the confidence that we have. This is the confidence that we know, Father, We know that we know you because we do your will, not what somebody thinks, what somebody say, but it's your will. And it's your will, Father. It's your will that we live for. And I thank you, Father. I thank you this night for everything you've done for us, everything you're doing through us, and you're keeping us to know that it's only you. And I said thank you this night. I love you this night, and I adore you, Father. I pray, Father, that you would give us to know, Father, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. Hallelujah. You will still be praised. And, Father, somewhere in America, somebody needs you. Somewhere in the seven continents, somebody needs you. Somebody haven't even heard of your name. Encourage us, Father. Reach out and touch the untouched and tell the untold. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, is soon to return. Will you download to us, Father, the truth, more magnificent, that we might study your word and let your word abide in us? I want to thank you for the sister today that received the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you for Yeshua. Father, thank you for everything you're doing her and for her. And I thank you, Father, make her pure, perfect, and all of those that I've come in contact with. Your word is great. Your word, I praise you this night. I love you. Somewhere across America, there's a fight going on. Somewhere, somebody's lives are being lost. But I come against the enemy, and I command them to leave the shores of America. All boundaries in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray that you will let us rise up as a nation of believers, as a nation of understanding, as a nation that will stand before you. Let us not look to the left, to the right, but let us look straight ahead, look up. Look to the hills for one's coming down here. Our help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. Hallelujah. He will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And Father, you said the sun will shine on us. It will not shine on us by day. You be our right side. Thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us. Thank you for the love you've shown us. Thank you, Father. And we love you and we praise you. And, Father, I just ask you, bless yourself because you're God. Bless yourself, you're God. Bless yourself, you're God. My house needs you more now than ever. My son needs you more now than ever. His wife, my grandson, the children she's had, they need you now more than ever. My daughter, her husband, my grandson, they need you more. Even my sister and brother, they need you more now than ever. And, Father, I stand alone. I need you, Father. Not alone, because you're there for me. My wife and I walk hand in hand. We walk in understanding of your will. We understand, Father. Draw us closer to your word. Draw us closer. Let us know, Father. Let us know it's you, not this world, that can do. Father, we let go of the world. The world has nothing to offer us. Nothing. The world doesn't want us to have. But, Father, you said all things are possible for those who believe. We believe, Father. We believe. And I ask you tonight, somebody somewhere in a jail cell, they need to be set free. The sin that was committed was not of them. Release them, Father. You said you would set them free. Somebody in hospital, Father, you will send healing on them. I pray, Father, you grant me the gifts, Father. I pray, Father, for those who are walking by their own self, but they'll come to know you being who you are. I pray this night, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will just keep me. I seek you constantly, Father. Open my understanding better. Open my knowledge better. Open me right now better, Father, as I submit, commit, and give myself to you. I pray this night every dream that I have, or you said you will let it become true. Everything I ask, Father, you said it will come to pass, because I believe in your word. I lift your word up. I thank you for your word, Lord. Your word has more impact, and your word has power. Will you bless and keep you this night? I want to thank you, Father. It is in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and Amen. Well, I want to just go to the book and talk to us just for a moment. What God wants us to, what I believe, that we are standing in America in a time of destiny. Destiny. We have to understand that God has a purpose for us. God has an action for us, and it's up to us. It's up to us. It's up to us now. God don't force his way on anybody. We have to come to the one understand and think these words. I want to take you to the book of John, if you will turn with me shortly. And I just want to read some of the words out of there. And I want to get the big print so I can see better, because I got a lot to say to you in just a short time. And I want to let you know, Blog Talk Radio is going to be the best that we've ever seen, that we've ever heard, because we know that God is available for us and through us. It's up to us. See, everything we do, it ought to be done by the will of God, not just because we think we want to do it, because God has already preordained it. See, when I was born, it was for such a time as this that God brought me from my mother's womb. And to go through what I've gone through, so the same set with you. Every man was born into this life for a purpose. And what the Bible says, that we were done for the pleasure of God. Read Revelation and you'll find it. And you know, one of the things that I just keep saying in my heart before God, I love you. I appraise you. I love you and I adore you. One of the things that I will say to you, 17th chapter John says these words, and I quote it. It says, Father, the hour has come. The hour has come. So let's pause right there. The hour has come. For what? Me here on this earth. I'm talking directly to me. Not as if though I'm better than, but the hour has come for all the people who want to get to know Jesus Christ, as their Savior. And I would say this to you, here's what you need to do. Moreover, one thing, we talked about the second coming of Christ. We talked about the first coming is when he was born of a virgin. He walked this earth 30 years or 3 years. They crucified him, put him down, talked about him, they whipped him, buried him, and he rose on the third day. That was the first coming. Because the prophets spoke of it until the son is born. And it's the government shall be upon his shoulders, not America's shoulders, not the seven continents, but it's on the shoulders of him. And he came with a modification. He said, I came to do my Father's will and not my own will. And sometimes, beloved, some of us who are in the ministry, and the fivefold, we must have that same attitude. When we discuss some things, I'll take us back and bring us to the second coming of Christ. You see, there are seven distinct judgments that we have to take a note of. If you will bear with me for just the moment that I have. Number one, I will say to you, to understand that there was a premillennial view. See, that the Lord Jesus Christ first returned, which I told you about, was 1,000 years. The reign to the Father during which this time which the Lord himself will rule the throne of David. Remember they prophesied it in Psalm 45:8. It says, your throne, O God, is eternal. A scepter of righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. See, if we, as Christians, accept this today, we can see a pre-minted M-I-L-L-E-N-N-L millennial view. Number two, the post-millennial view. This view teaches us that age of peace should come before the Lord return. And when there is peace, it should send notice to you. Peace brings us to a point of calamity. It brings us to
the whole world is going to have to be saved. See, there are going to be some people that are lost that they don't want to know Jesus. They're not concerned about Jesus Christ. They're concerned about what they want to do and however they want to do it when they do it. And I want to tell you something. Don't be caught not having Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, the day there was a young lady that called me, I had prayed for and believed God, that God would baptize her with the Holy Ghost. It took months at a time, but in a surety, she called me today and began to speak in tongues, said she couldn't understand it, and she's trying to figure it, but I just give God the glory and give God the praise. It's not about me, it's about God. But it rejoiced my heart to let her know, to let me know that she heard what I was saying. Praise the living God. And you know, there are many of you listening to me that I'm going to pray for and pray with, that God wants to use you in your hometown. Somebody's needing in Oklahoma. Somebody's needing in New York. Somebody needs in Ohio. Somebody. I don't have time to go catcall way. My only time is to spend doing God's will. Oh, I'll walk with you. Don't mean I got to agree with you. I'll walk with you. But I want to say this. The more we seek the face of him, the more we can move into the bound of God's love. And when you get saturated with love, no matter what nobody say about you, they're going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you lost it. But I will tell you this. See, when we look at this, this view is rejected by most Christians today, the post-millennial view. You know, you got some people right today saying, no, I don't believe that. No. But it's evident. See, because the scripture tells us that some shall be at no peace outside of the return of the Lord. See, there are a lot of people in America. They get caught up in the budget. I'm not concerned about the budget. I done prayed. If they're going to do it, I prayed for God that it will stand for the benefit of what God wants. But God's will must be done. In America, some people have not declared that they know the Lord. Some people say, well, I'm having a good time. See, and I want to show you something else. That was a third thing I like to point. The first was the pre, now the post. Now, I'm going to tell you a millennial view. This view, of all of them, holds that there shall be no millennium at all. The scripture teaches us the coming of the Lord, the age of peace, are entirely symbolic. It's symbolic and cannot be taken literally. And I want you to know this much. A millennial, it is right now. It brings us to a point where we can just come before God. And let me show you something. There is something going to happen. This second coming of Christ is becoming increasingly prominent as we see certain signs that is coming right before our eyes. May I say something? We're seeing more floods. We're seeing more killings. We're seeing more hunger going on. But all of this is to warn us. Apostasy is called. Falling away. 1 Timothy 4:1-3 says so. It tells us in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:1-3. You need read and study. Take note. And then there are going to be perilous times. Paul said it through Timothy. He said, Timothy, my young minister, he said, there are going to be times. These are going to be some perilous times. There are going to be times when men going to be with men. That's scripture. Not what I think. Not what I say. It's what God's word says. God's word says it. And you see, God's word is what I see myself. Some people say, well, all the word ain't in the Bible, but I just don't know about what you're talking about. And all I can just say is this and that. Well, I want to tell you what the Bible says. Because I love you. I will not have anybody stand before God and say, He didn't tell me what I was supposed to know, Lord. He didn't help me. Yes, I have. Oh, yes, because I want you to know what God has for us. He's not going to let anybody take it for us, but it's going to be on you doing something. You will have to do something. You want God to use you more than anything else? Yes. If you want God in this last time we're talking about, this millennium, it's going to cost you to do something. It's going to cost you a sacrifice that you're going to have to lay aside. Everything that comes your way, you're going to have to let your flesh go, number one. You're going to have to bring your flesh under subjection. And chapter 1 Timothy 4, the chapter 4 and 1 through 3, it says that, now the Spirit speaking expressly, that in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, apostasy, are falling away, giving heed and seducing spirits, S-P-I-R-T-S, spirits, more than one. If they were the Spirit of God, it would be singular. It would be the Holy Spirit and doctrines of the devil. Oh, the devil has doctrine. His doctrine is, his doctrine, number one, he said, I am God. And there's number, he's a liar. That's his doctrine. That's not God's doctrine. And I will say this to you once again, hallelujah. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Somebody, you know, once they were told me, if you're going to be a liar, you're going to be a hypocrite. I said, what's a hypocrite? They said, they have half the truth, half a lie, and half the truth. That's what they call a hypocrite. A hypocrite. It's more to it than that. You see, here's what else is happening in our time. And you forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. While you're standing right now, the latter verse of that, it says that, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. You know, some people don't want to receive what God has for them in thanksgiving because some people want to do what they want to do, and they want to do it that way and not God's way. Not that commercial says, my way and no other way. My way or my way. No, God's way. God's way. Amen. So I'll take you to what I said, the purest times that we're now living in. See, when Paul wrote to this young man, I was a young man. I read this book. I said, oh, Timothy, a man of God, this boy was. The more we see Timothy, the more we understand what God is doing. Listen, 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 7 says, the third chapter, verses 1 through 7. This know that in the last days, remember I read that to you, perilous times shall come. We're in them times right now. Man wants to be a man marrying man, woman marrying woman, murderer murdering murderer, liars lying liars, stealers doing stealing. See, that is not of God. Shall come for men shall be lovers of their own selves. You know, you got some men who look at themselves and think they look better than another woman, hogwash. Some men that take the same attitude. It's a covetous, boastful, I'm rich. Man, I got this, I got that. They're proud. Blasphemers, they're going to blast the name of God. Or talk about the preacher, everybody. But here's what they say. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Well, that's the way that they say we need to do it. Well, you live in my house. And see, now you can't talk too much wrong without getting in trouble under the law. See, but you got to understand, whose law are you living under? Are you living under man's law or God's law? You're living under God's law. And as much as possible for me to obey man's law, I will. But God's law supersedes what they say. Amen. Unholy. Man, you understand? Unholy? You got people going around there doing things that are not even natural. And they tell me, man, we had a good time, brother. Man, look here. We was off the hook. Yeah, you were right. You was off the hook. It wasn't heaven hook. It was hell's hook. Wherefore, natural. Now, this is what I would bring to the attention. And I've jumped on many times, but that's all I'm talking about. But I want to let you know, a murderer, they murdered Jesus Christ. They whipped him. They stripped him. I was a part of that in the sinning because my sins were there. Had I been there, I don't know. It's probably been the same. But I asked God to please forgive me. Why? Because if you can't confess your sin wrong in doing, God cannot answer your prayer. He can't. He won't. You know me? Call me, and I'll answer you. He said, call me, and I'll answer you. Call unto me and answer. He said in Malachi, he said, return to me, and I'll return to you. Come on, people. Come on, beloved. Come on, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Without natural affection. Truth, Baker. Truth. We signed something with a country the other day. Don't you know them people going to break that? Well, that's not included in that. But all it's going to do is start on the wall. False accuser. They're going to lie on you. You can do the right thing in the world. I was at a meeting here some time ago here in my neighborhood at the school, and somebody had told my wife that Willie Hunter was dead. Willie Hunter's still here alive. Well, I said, Lord, I need to know so that I can face this enemy and let him know I'm still alive. You know, God has a way of doing it. Not that I'm trying to be justified, but I want to be right before God. Person said, do you know Willie Hunter? I said, who is Willie Hunter? Listen to the Holy Spirit. She said, well, Willie Hunter is dead, I'm talking about. Yeah, he dead. I said, no, I'm Willie Hunter. Oh, you here? She looked at me and felt so bad because they had lied on me. I've lied on people before I came to know Jesus. I had to hold my head down, but since I done got an understanding, I don't have to have my head down. Because I don't need to lie on nobody. The truth must be known. Hallelujah. Incontinence, fear, displeasing of those that are good. Don't talk to his wife because, you know, she thinks she better. No, that she thinks she better. She is better. She's an up-walking woman. My son's an up-walking man. My daughter-in-law, up-walking young lady. My son-in-law, up-walking. My daughter, up-walking. My grandson's up-walking. Why? Because we want to be good, more holy in the presence of God. And all that's written down is a traitor, heated, high-minded. Oh, my Lord. Willie Hunter was there once. Love was a pleasure. Willie Hunter was there. I didn't hate God now. Because I wasn't. But I was that part of it. But why not be the rest of it? So fulfilled, but God forgave me. Paul writes these words to Timothy so they can leap off the praise, the pages of the word into our spirit so we who teach the word will know. And teaching the word what we got to teach. You can't teach what we want to teach. We got to teach what God says. What God says. And you know what? The Holy Spirit will teach us and train us. He will let it be known what he wants done. boggles my mind. He said, having a form of godliness. We got more preachers in this life we're now living in. They have the form, F-O-R-M, of godliness. They got somebody that they can come up and all of a sudden they can lay hands. It's a playing thing. Woo! They got the Holy Ghost. Liar, liar, liar. Go to do a dance because that is a performance. God don't need us to perform for him. God needs us to be honoring him and obeying him and praising him and looking to him and say, you're the only one, Father, and I thank you for everything you have done. Listen to me, beloved. Oh, I tell you, he's having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Grandsons, turn away. Turn away, my grandsons in the world, my brothers in the world, sisters, turn away. Somebody's on the wrong path, and you don't have to be on that same path. I will say this much to me. For of this sort are they which creep into houses. You know, you got some people that go to people's houses just to create mess. I mean, they do it. I know some people still do that. Well, I just can't do that right now. Well, you can't do it. No, you can't. I just can't. Why you can't? Well, I'm not ready. You know what? Jesus is saying, if you're ready, come on, let's do it. See, oh, I got to pray about it. Let me pray about it. When a person tell me, if you're in constant prayer, you say, well, give me some time, and two or three days I get back with you. Is that okay? Yes. See, I've already said, the person asks me a question I can't answer, I'll ask them, can they wait till Friday? Well, you mean can they wait till Friday? Yes. Can they wait till Friday? Yep. Can sure can. But I'm saying that is that I need to get more insight on the subject matter that you want me to discuss. And some people just want to ask a question to make themselves look bigger and better. And those are the ones I just that look and say, to God be the glory. Because you can see their attitude, their thinking. They creep in the house and have led captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. You got more wives who have been tempted by men. The same it is with the women with the men. Because they have been led by their lust. L-U-S-T. Lust. They desire something that they can't have. They crave for it. They want it, but it ain't yours. And God has told us. He told them when he's leading his children out of Israel, he said, you can eat this bread every morning, but don't take it all night. And you know what? Somebody had the audacity to go and get some and try to hold it for a night. Angel bread, hallelujah. Man, if I can eat some angel bread in this hour, I'll be happy. But you know what happened? Because they disobeyed God. The next day it was like worms. And they saw it as a, because God spoke. God ain't going to lie. God is sure. He's still. Listen to what I'll finish up. It says, ever learning and have not able to come into the knowledge of the truth. People can take the word of God and twist it four or five times. They won't look at the in-depth of what God is saying. I once was lost. Well, there is a, many things can be said. I once was lost. What are you saying? Was I lost in America? Was I lost on the airplane, the bus, in the community? Was I lost externally? I'm speaking internally. I was lost because back then I didn't know Jesus. I was lost from his presence. I was lost from his protection. But when I came to know him, I can tell you, I know that I know. There is no God like my God. Hallelujah. 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 See, so apostasy was number one, the falling away. Number two, the perilous time. And here's what Daniel says in the 12th chapter, the Old Testament 12:4. Daniel has a very candid increase in travel and knowledge. And you know what we see today? Right now we've gotten so sophisticated that we can build we've got a thing that we've created called a missile that take us to the upper boundaries, and we can sit there and we can say, well, they come in on flight 111 and then go out there and they can do what they need to do. But see, the Bible speaks of that. The Bible speaks of it. God's word is sure. God's word is true. God wants us to know. He too, you know, one thing, I'll sit back in my day, in my years, not seeing God. This is something that has not fantasized me, has moved me. See, that was an old man who was 109 years old, still walking with God, still at the fire of the Holy Ghost. Eyes he could read, teeth still. What? Because he was preserved by God. When God brought him home, he went to sleep. That's the way I want to go, is go to sleep before him and come into the presence of the Lord. I'll never forget the time that that old man walked this earth and how he would tell me things in his own way. He said, keep doing what you're doing, you're on God's side. It blessed me. It makes me understand. Some people want to be out here for what they want, and they want to get. See, I'm not going to preach for money. You want to give me some money, give it. I don't have a standard. You got to put me so much money down. No. You want to put so much money down. I want to know one thing. Do you want the truth I've got to give you? Man, it's up to you. If you say, well, it's going to cost, I want you to pay for my hotel bill. Yeah, I need a place to stay. I want to be able to eat. Yeah, I want somebody to pick me up. I'll come there and do a whole week for you. But it has to be at your expense. Because you called me, I didn't call you. Why? Because of what I have to offer you. Let me share something with you in the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, verses 4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase, and knowledge shall increase. See, here comes a time when things are happening that David, the prophet, wrote about and had us to excel in searching God's word. Manifest is one of the men, I say, that man, I thank God for the knowledge he has and what he does and what he puts down. Now, Daniel says this in 12:4. Now, take notice of this. Now, when you see when God, number four is, number one, apostasy, perilous times, increase in travel and knowledge. We're having it right now. We got it right now on the computer. I can see you. You can be 900 miles from me. You can be around the world. I can see you where you are on the Skype, it's called. The other things they have. I said, oh, my Lord. But see, what people don't know, God allowed it to happen so we can let him visibility be known, because every eye shall see him. That's what it's about. Ain't about me and you. It's about God bringing us to a point of correction for us to know that he loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I can say some words to you that bring you to a point. Jesus is Lord. Nobody like him. I want you to go with me to Jeremiah 30 in the Old Testament. Jeremiah 30, verse 11. And I believe one day God's going to allow me to go to Jerusalem. And my wife and I, we're going to build up for a week or so. And we're going to have a blessed time. Amen. Ooh, Jesus, I love you, Father. Jeremiah 30, 11 says these words. The 11th verse says, "For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee, though I make a fooling of all nations, which I have scattered thee. Yet will I not make thee a fooling of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and I will not leave thee alone, neither altogether unpunished." God spoke of Israel, a nation that disavowed God. He says, "You're scattered, I'm going to pull you back in, but I'm going to make a nation out of you because you are my chosen." And I tell people, you can't get upset because God chose them. You can't. Guess what? Not guess what, no something. Jesus came to set us all. He said he come looking for a new man. And we are that new man. Not Greek, not Jew, not Greek, not Jew, not Gentile. He come for the new man. One man in Christ. That's what he's looking for. And when I look at the Bible, it says the words, it lets me know. When the rebirth of Israel. And when I look at, I gave that to you, the nation. Now let me take you to the book of Jeremiah 23, chapter 23, verses 3. And it says, "And I will gather thee a remnant of my flock out of the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase." He's talking in a sense of God is going to do it. He says, "I'm going to bring them back, the fold. I'm going to do it. I love God for it. I love him for what he's doing. He's doing it. He's doing it." And then he gives us a note in Ezekiel. Wow. See, in 1948, when Israel became a nation, in case somebody wants to know, in 1948, and I was born somewhere about that time. Let me show you what he says here in the book of Ezekiel. See, these are major prophets, and they began to speak, write the word of the Lord, and put it to us to know what God is saying to us by us, and God so loved us. You see, Ezekiel wrote such heavy words. When you go and read Isaiah, 66 books, and what God was doing, he spoke of the birth of the Son. He talks of him. In Jeremiah, he says, "I knew you." And we began to take Jeremiah. He said, "They're not going to receive you, you young. They're not going." He brought Ezekiel, a man. He said, "Look, waist up on fire, waist down fire." And Ezekiel said, "This is what I'm trying to get us to see." And when I look at Ezekiel 11:17, it gives me to know something about what God wants to do. Verse 17 says, Therefore, say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the country where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. Oh, my God, I've given you three understandings in the Old Testament. Jesus said when he was born, he said, I must first go to the house of Israel. I must first go. I couldn't come to the Gentiles. I couldn't come to the heathen. He said, I had to come first to the house of Israel. And the others, they even wouldn't accept him, his own brother. But when they discovered, they said, oh, this is him. Yeah, that's him. It is him who did what he did. It is him who knew what he was. And I will say this to us. See, when we look at it, and there is a successful launching, I made some points to you. Make another. Number one, I said apostasy, a falling away, Pulis time, the hard, rough, rugged lives, increase in travel. We can move from point to point in the air. We can get on the airways. And then it's the rebirth of a nation. It happened in 1948. Oh, well, I want to go a little further. See, I want to take you back. launching of the Telstar, remember that? And other communications. And now we can see television worldwide. When I look at Matthew 24 and 30, it lets me know something. Bear with me for just a moment. I got something else I want to show you, what God has shown me. Hallelujah. And the more I study God's word, look like I never get, you see, it's like soaking it up. The more, it's like that little girl said, we want more, we want more. I want to know more of God. I want to be more of God. I want to see more of God. God wants us to be like that little girl. We need to be that same way. Be act like a little child, because it says, except you become as a little child. In no way, in no way. If we can't have the understanding of a little child, we don't see God like we want to. Now, in Matthew 24 and 30, I was speaking to you concerning God, and then it shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. Oh, my Lord. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. I pray, God, that you'll listen to this, what I'm saying, because somewhere, some way, somehow, see, we live in a world that doesn't care too much about it. See, the second coming of Christ, it is so remote right now. And see, I want to show you something of all those six things that's listed to you in teaching, that what God is doing, apostasy, falling away, and denying, and all of a sudden here was a star that was coming down, and then they shall see the telecommunication. It says, and here it comes, it says, and when they shall appear the sign. See, then that day they look for a sign. You know, it shocked me one night when I had a church in Houston, on South Coast, okay, said, what is your sign? Well, I said, my sign is the Holy Ghost. No, I ain't talking about that. Well, I didn't know what they were talking about. As I grew older, I began to understand. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. You know what mourn means? Oh, my Lord, I don't have a second chance. I was told to get right. I didn't get right. I was told to live right. Oh, Jesus, come back. It's too late then, babe. Too late. I want to let you know, now's the time. Don't wait to go to the bank. Do it today and tomorrow. May not be for you. As I was telling my cousin, my oldest cousin, you know, we was talking, I said, you know, we have to live each day as if though we're looking for Jesus to come back. That's how I'm living. It sounds braggadocious. It sounds stupid. But I want to tell you something. The God I serve has all the power in the world. And he said these words. He said, I was God when there was no earth. I was still God. When there was no heaven, I am God, and beside me there is no other God. You know what? And if I might say this, when I look at what God was saying to me and through me, God brought me to a point to understand something. Because I was working for the city of Houston, and I was on my way on the 59 highway on the way home. And I asked God, I said, God, where did you come from? And a manifestation came to me and said, I spoke myself into existence. And I said, I could feel my flesh like it was trying to creep. I said, okay, Lord, that's good. I'll take you at your word. I'll take you at it. And you know what? I've even come to a point in life where I don't challenge God. But I want to know, that's how close you can get. See, Moses could come to God and talk to God. God wanted us to talk to him. God allowed me to talk to him. And because I understand what I understand and see what I see and say what I say, sometimes I realize God wants us who say we are to be who we are, not what we are, but who we are, whose we are. I'm a whatsoever man. I'm a whatsoever man. And I don't look back on and say it. I say it with authority and with God. You know, I've got this other part of it. I want to talk to you tomorrow at a later date about Jesus returning. And I want you to understand that the first and second advent, and then we're going to talk about the New Testament prophecies, the Old Testament prophecies, and New Testament. As it's said in school, Old Testament reveals the New Testament, and the New Testament conceals the Old Testament. One opens and one closes. It spoke of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, he was born. But he said, this is what they said, here I am right now. And, you know, they couldn't believe that even right now in America, we got people that can't believe what Jesus has already said. But it behooves us, our believers, that God want to use us. I don't beg. Jesus shouldn't be begging for his children to serve him, to praise him, to adore him. Because the word says, watch therefore, for you know not the hour the Lord cometh. That's in the scripture. Watch. We don't know when he's coming. I can't be out boogie woogie. I got to be very understanding. Father, I want to keep my eyes on what you're saying. You're on your way back. You know, I think one of the things that I have to say, I got about 5 minutes. I want you to know that tomorrow, October the 1st, we're going to be with a different dialogue, trilogue, onologue, that we can bring the fivefold ministers on KSK radio station. That will be teachers, that will be preachers, that will be prophets, that will be each and everyone who's a part in what needs to be done. And I want you to know this much, that we walk according to God's word, and you know it's going to be a blessing. I ask you to go to Facebook, Twitter. I'm going to be doing some new streaming. I want you to know this is about you reaching the unreached and telling the untold, because I want you to know there is no God like the God we serve. He's the only one and true God. And, you know, an angel of the Lord walks about. He's doing what God says. And I will say this to all of us. Remember these words. If none of them that you understood, I want you to remember this. Remember, watch therefore, for you know not when the hour of our Lord has come. He is coming. We don't know the hour or the time. That's why it is very important. I watched the lady up on Jensen. I'm looking at them crossing, the man in the car killed the woman and the child. Man, I just broke my heart. If I had the faith, I could have laid hands. And life came back. And I've asked God to forgive me for my disobedience in that area.
I believe God has. Beloved, I love you. I thank God for every word that's been said today. My heart is joyous. It's joyous in what God has done. But what we have to do is we have to take God for his word. I take him for his word. His word is all I have. And I just like to leave with these words. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Oh, you need to read that. It's in the book of Matthew 24. When you get off into the gospel, and I've said I need to get back into the study, onologue, dialogue, trigologue, because it's in there about Jesus. In the Revelation, it's when Jesus shall return. This puts us right in the midst of what God is going to do. Then shall the kingdom of heaven return, be likened unto 10 virgins, which take their lamps and went to meet him. And 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. See, and those are one that I want to be like. I want to be wise. I want to walk with the wise. I don't want to walk with foolish people. Foolish people don't want you to go nowhere. They want you to stay where they are. You got to see being somebody. You got to see yourself as knowing God have for you. You got to see yourself as wanting to do God's will. You got to see yourself so I can do what God wants. You got to know that you can, that you can, you can, you can't. Because the devil say you can't, you can't. God say you can. Remember the statement he said about that old truck? He said, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. You know what? I think I can wait because my time has come to a close. And I will say this to you. On the other side, remember, I have then again, I will go before you in Galilee. Jesus said to his disciples, remember, until such time, I love you. On the other side, but see you face to face with God, the awesome God we serve. Amen. So our time is up, and I thank you for the night. And Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for it. May God bless you and keep you. Amen.